ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
All right, here we go with another episode, Take It Like a Fan. We got Chip.
Dog.
Bo.
And if you guys don't know, Bo's the one with the attitude, but we'll give it to him because yet again, Bo came through with Bo's burritos tonight.
Good Bo burrito.
Bo burrito.
Bo burrito.
Soon to be on Amazon.
Not so much.
Just wouldn't recommend it.
All right, so tonight, guys, I guess we're going to do our defensive all-time teams. Then we got to talk about our favorite subject matter, sports, because they are back. We got NHL hockey. We got NBA. We got that other sport. A lot of people throwing a ball around.
Baseball.
Yeah, that one. And I think football, I know it's
still. Isn't that the same thing as throwing a ball around?
Stop. It's a toss-up. College football is might let us down. A lot of teams are going to let us down. However, the NFL is still up for grabs. I'm 100%. I'm feeling it. It's coming. Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see the college kids play football, but then again, I mean, it's also not their choice, so they got to agree with, you know, whatever is allowed. But either way, the ACC or the SEC will take the national championship this year. Whether if it was, I mean,
it's
I just
gonna be an easier road.
I don't see
a
team out of the Big Ten or the Pac-12 that, you know, can really stop
there
Clemson.
There's not.
I mean, Bama, LSU. I mean, list goes on.
LSU lost like 11 players.
It doesn't matter. They have a good school. They always perform.
I agree. Well, I mean, since we're kind of going right into it, let's do it. Let's talk about the college football decisions because I got this article pulled up here. And it looks like from what they consider the Power Five, SEC, all 14 member schools are going to do a 10-game schedule, mainly all against SEC schools. Same thing ACC, yeah, they're doing that. All 14 members. Big Ten, postponed. Pulled out of fall sports.
Wait, go back up. They're letting Florida State play?
Yeah. They're going to let Florida State play.
They should just.
Mm-hmm. The Big 12 is still in.
Big 12 is still in. Pac-12, not so much. They backed out. And then I think as we go on here, the AAC, yeah, it looks like all 11 member schools will play.
Yeah, but those schools aren't even – they're not even – I don't even
– give them a shot this
what?
Year.
Central,
give them
a shot. Oh, what? Central Florida? You don't give them a shot? You don't,
and no. If those conferences play, you don't give them a shot
you
at
can't,
the,
but
at the playoff
system? That's the whole
system?
Thing with college. There's like three major conferences that you keep together because of the talent level. These, there's no way that – you might get a Friday Night Light special, but these players don't compete to the ones with the big schools.
I don't agree with what he's saying right now at all.
Of course you don't.
Conference USA looks like they're going to play. MAC pulled out as of December 8th.
So you're going to tell me Bowling Green can keep up with LSU?
I'm going to tell you if you
we play Bowling. The Gators play Bowling Green.
I mean, look at let's just go
we play
something.
Half those teams and it's always a slaughter.
Central Florida, Eastern Michigan. I mean, all
Fresno
these in
State.
on the lower conferences, you're going to think that they've never had a running team.
This is the thing right here. These teams right here. These are the fillers that we fill throughout the season.
Oh, really? Okay.
It usually is.
All right.
I'll say
independents.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't agree with that either. I'd give them a shot.
Give them a shot to see a blowout.
So overall, do you agree with the decision with these teams, like the Pac-12, Big Ten, postponing, pulling out?
It's not my call.
Well, if let me put it to you this way. If you were one of the coach or players and you were given a vote, would you vote to play in current conditions or would you vote to sit out?
I'd play.
Okay. I'm playing. Players to play. You don't want to play. That's your prerogative.
I
go about your business.
I agree. I just wonder on all those teams, especially in those powerhouses, the Pac and Big 12 and all that, how many of those teams wanted to play or how many of those players actually wanted to play.
I think all of them really want to play.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it.
A lot of them, it could be their last chance.
That's true. I mean, yeah, they're seniors.
I don't know if they're going to get a chance to come back next year. I don't know how that's going
to
work
at the next level.
Even all the college basketball players, didn't even get to do their tournament.
Now we move into basketball.
Boo.
No boo.
No, I was saying boo.
As of today, Wednesday, we got about 3 days left of games before next week's playoff tournament starts. Who do we got? I mean, who are you picking? I know you guys don't really watch basketball, so I'm going to take that with a grain of salt, whoever you pick, because you probably don't know what you're talking about. But tell me, just from the outside looking in, yep, that team. I've been hearing a lot about them. Who's it going to be?
I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan, so I roll where he rolls, you know. So I think the Clippers.
Clippers,
you know,
host the trophy. Okay.
No, I mean they're gonna make a good run for it.
Okay. Well, who hoists the trophy?
LeBron in L.A.
No. Hey, good luck, kid.
I do not agree.
No, I'd like to see Milwaukee get it.
You'd like to see Milwaukee get it?
I'm a Dikembe Mutombo guy.
Good luck.
How do you say it? Dikembe Mutombo?
I really can't say it.
It's fun to say. It's a fun word.
Dikembe Mutombo?
No.
Mutombo?
I don't know how you say it.
Oh, I think it's
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, just call him Giannis.
All right. Houston. That guy, the Greek freak.
I think Houston.
Houston?
I'm rolling Houston.
You have a problem.
Do I?
They always fall short.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a James Harden guy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You, I know you are. That's the kind of person you are.
Whatever.
That's just kind of the guy you are. It fits. I'll give it to you.
I really don't know what that means.
Neither do I. I don't think there's even a point to it. It just flows.
All right. So, I'm rolling Houston. Let's see. Do we have any really great games? Okay. Yeah, we do. A couple good games still coming.
What's up with Miami? Playoffs. Are they like they got Jamie Butler
who?
Down there?
Who?
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah they do.
You're not Jimmy Butler. I like Jimmy Butler.
I
wouldn't
count
funny.
On him.
Yeah, you would.
Did you
see that type of guy?
Jesus. That's see crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets. You cannot do that. It's not how this works.
I just ride your joke. All right. NHL though, I gotta say.
Wow, last night.
I know. Man, Lightning.
I think they
record
just
ended. Game.
Five was OTs. It record?
Five OTs. That was a record.
Well, no, there's a time limit, obviously, in the record.
I'm saying that was, well, one, it was the longest Lightning playoff game.
I know they cracked top five, yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I think that was one of the longest playoff games in recorded history.
It's kind of.
Yeah, huh? I'm not sure.
It's kind of funny because I got off work at 3 o'clock when the game was starting, and I get home, and it's the start of the first overtime. By the third overtime, I get to watch a full another game. Yeah.
Do you know what I just figured out there? He just said he got off work at 3 o'clock.
That's what time we clocked out, but I was still traveling home.
Oh, okay.
Tech.
Good to know. Crickets. All right.
That's
so
not a joke.
Let's see. Eastern Conference, what do we got? Flyers, Canadiens. Flyers are taking that one. Lightning, Blue Jackets, Lightning up 1-0.
So how many do we have, what, 3 rounds of this?
Yes, I believe so. That is correct. Capitals, Islanders. I'm going Caps. Bruins, Hurricanes.
Boston won today earlier in that double overtime.
I know.
I want best. Boston. As much as I don't want them to succeed, I just want to play Boston and beat the shit out of them.
It's okay. You can say shit.
Shit.
Western Conference. Let's see. We got Vegas versus Chicago.
Vegas.
I agree. Dog, you got anything?
I mean...
He doesn't care about any of these.
That game last night doesn't compare to any of these teams.
I agree.
I think that game right there was like the set point for the playoffs.
And I'm not, again, I'm going to say this to you guys. I know I said it earlier, but I am, a Lightning fan, of course. But I say this kind of on the outside looking in again of that team is so fast. Yeah. I mean, every single player on that. And that Braden Point, oh, my God, guys.
Yep, Yanni Gord, he flies all over the place.
Out of control. They had like one guy on the Blue Jackets that was like just had some speed to him, and Point just it made him look sad.
Yeah, they're hitting each other left and right.
They are
very physical game.
Avalanche, Coyotes, going Avs, Stars, Flames.
Probably Flames.
I would agree with that actually.
I would like the Lightning take on the Blues.
Yeah? Again. Yeah, of course you would. And I think that the Blues will take the Canucks. So I think we'll be seeing that. But, yes, we got 1, 2, 3 rounds into the finals. Okay.
Oh, shit. That'll take us up to, what, mid-season football almost.
Well, at this pace especially.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. The baseball, I'm going to turn to you guys on this one. Because I really have no idea what's going on, other than I did see a good fight the other day.
A good
fight. The AL Central, just look at that AL Central.
They're competitive out there.
Everybody is neck and neck.
Yeah, you got a lot of good teams. You know who the manager of the Minnesota Twins is?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Rocco Baldelli.
He used to play for us back in the day.
Thanks, I know that.
Oh, I just didn't know because you don't follow baseball.
Yeah. Athletics are
But I think the bigger story on baseball this year is, regardless of who's what, obviously we're diehard Raid fans, want them to pull and Yankees to fall, the Astros. I love seeing this Astro debacle.
There's a deal with Astros. You guys need to talk to me about this because you guys have made comments about it. I've tried to explain to you. There's like, are they cheated?
Yeah, they cheated in 2017 and 18.
Okay, give it to me.
We already went through this.
I know, but
do you not remember the things when I told you with the trash cans in the dugout, tipping pitches?
Listen, what I'm saying to you is I half listen to what you say, so fill me in again.
They were sign stealing, which means they had a camera in center field.
Yeah, I do remember.
Peeking the catcher, and then they would know what's coming. Yeah. So the guys now 1-4, they're not even hitting 200. I mean, they have I think third and runs this year. They're not completely. Scroll down to one more division. I think they're 7-10, so they're not too. I mean, they're 4.5 games out. The Athletics are easily, hands down, going to win that division.
Yeah,
but they're just. It's just. It's.
It was Astros and A's that got in the fight the other day.
Yeah, it's going to happen with a lot more teams because they're the ones that cheated everybody out of a spot that they could have been in. And the Dodgers with Joe Kelly, who initially initiated all this shit, he's the ringleader of it all. And if anything, he should deserve MVP for throwing at these guys.
He didn't even play for him in the World Series.
No, he didn't. But it's as a player, you take offense to that. And that's the guy that stuck out his lip, and now he's got shirts everywhere. He didn't hit one Astro player, but he got suspended for 8 games. Yeah. And now you got the guy from the Athletics. I think he got suspended, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 22 games for charging the third base coach who was in the dugout taunting him. And then as soon as he started running over there, they had to play.
Oh, man, why are the Astros?
The Astros are lucky that there's no fans in the stands, because I guarantee you these players would not even be playing this year. They shouldn't be playing this year. But it's almost worth it, have him playing and being so bad and so miserable on the field. And little Jose Altuve can't even field ground balls, nonetheless he's getting picked off on first base, and he looks like a complete jackass out there playing a game.
It pisses
me off that this little short shit thinks he can just get away with this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even play the game, I'm offended that you can actually go that far, claim yourself as a champion, and then for what?
Preach, man.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
I couldn't agree more.
Guy's like 5'10".
Everything he just
I'd bring
said.
Some chin music.
Whenever he gets that intense and that excited about a subject matter, I'm going to agree with him. Yeah.
It's bullshit.
There it is. So.
Anyways, go Rays.
Go Rays. I will say that just because home team. Let me think for a second.
They cheated us out of our playoff spot last year.
I'm trying to think if I can name a player on the Rays right now. That's bad. That's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are you trying to mute us?
No.
Oh.
Not muting.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not, man.
I was talking to both of you because I just got muted.
Nobody got muted.
That's the way it works. He gets upset when I start saying
things.
I'm just being honest.
There's a guy who won the Cy Young Award a few years ago. Yep. You know what the Cy Young Award is?
That's a pitching award. I know that.
The best pitcher throughout the entire league.
Okay.
Blake Snell.
Blake.
Yes. Yeah, he's got a big game tonight.
Yeah,
he better show up.
I saw him at TCBY the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, he was out there getting
some. Doesn't he look like Sean?
He was getting some ice
cream. Or dog? He looks like dog.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Well,
I don't know because I didn't really see him.
Tall, lanky, a little bit of goatee hair.
Nope, didn't really see him, so I don't really know.
Oh, you didn't see him?
No, I was just lying.
So we're lying.
Was I at TCBY?
This is the lying show.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's get into the defensive all-time team for football, okay? Because
doesn't he have some would-you-rathers or?
Well, I say we get into this, and then we got to finish with the would-you-rathers. Unless you guys don't agree, right. I'm
it
on board.
It don't matter. Let's run with the
all-time. Okay.
Yeah, defense.
All right, then dog, you take us out the gate, man. Why don't you start us off? Let's do D-line. We're supposed to do 2 D linemen.
So I chose a DN and a D tackle.
That's fine. Go for
my DN.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie White.
Boom. Agreed. That's my number one.
My D tackle, Warren Sapp.
Okay.
Wasn't Reggie White an inside guy?
No, he was a DN.
All right.
Who do you got?
I took Reggie White as well and Michael Strahan.
Okay, that was a good one too. I took Bruce Smith as my secondary.
Yeah, I didn't get to see him play. He was a different breed.
Yeah, well, he was a beast.
Yeah.
So
him and Lawrence Taylor.
Linebackers.
I chose.
You only chose one?
No, I said Reggie White.
So we all had Reggie White. I'm glad we're all on that bandwagon.
Yeah, but I want to change now that I know you.
What was his number? 92.
All right. Well, linebacker, I had.
I think we all should have the same.
Ray Lewis and Derrick Brooks.
52 and 55.
Okay, well.
You chose our locker, didn't you?
No.
What was that linebacker?
I did go with Ray Lewis.
You probably went with Brian Urlacher.
No, I did not.
Zach Thomas.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yes, I did.
Another three. Well, we didn't get to see him.
It was a tough guy to tell me. Let me tell you, 55, it was hard not to put him on this list.
Lawrence Taylor was,
he set the stage for 55.
Well, not only that, him and Ray Lewis would be probably a more aggressive duo that I don't think anybody would want to run across.
Nobody would want to run
Brooks wasn't feared for the hard hitting. He was always, his hat was always on in the play, but Ray Lewis made you fear about coming across that middle.
And Lawrence Taylor, he just made you scared.
I loved watching that clip of Chad Johnson coming back to the sideline.
Oh, Ray Lewis knocked him out.
Coach. That was Ray. Coach is like, I think, who was the coach at the time?
Marvin Lewis?
Marvin Lewis. Chad, quit running up the middle. I was going to hit him, coach. Come on, Chad.
Yeah. All right, so we move into safety. Give me a couple safeties.
All right, I got legendary John Lynch.
I agree.
And I got Sean Taylor.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
I got Lynch as well and Bob Sanders.
And I got Lynch. Ooh. And I'm running with Ronnie Lott.
See, another guy that we didn't get to play with or watch play.
See, I watched his highlight film, and I would say
one of the hardest hitters.
Yeah, definitely.
He was a headhunter.
Definitely a top five.
Him and Lynch, that's why I picked them. They're by far the hardest hitters I've ever seen.
What number was he, 42?
36?
No. Ronnie Lott was 42. I think you're – no, 42.
I think it might be 42.
You might be right about that.
He played for the Niners, right?
Yes, he did.
Was his whole career for the Niners?
No.
Did he play for the Raiders?
No, I'm thinking Woodson. No. You're thinking Woodson. Rob Woodson.
I don't know. Look him up.
All right. I'll do that while we move into cornerbacks.
I got Charles Woodson and Rondé Barber.
Charles Woodson, I agree. Do you have Woodson?
Nope.
Okay.
Prime time.
Deion, nice. Who's your second pick, though?
Number 20.
Who's your second pick?
Number 20.
No, of course.
Rondé.
Rondé Barber. It was your second pick. You guys are going to be upset again.
Another guy who probably didn't get to watch play.
No, you saw him. Guaranteed you saw him. But I don't know if you're going to agree with me. 42 is Ronnie Lott's number, by the way. Champ Bailey.
Champ Bailey. He was nice. He had a good career. He was nice. I'll give it to you. He was nice. But
Charles, he's no Charles Woodson.
He ain't no primetime. Are you kidding me? Ain't nobody primetime.
Ain't nobody primetime.
Primetime's a good one.
Primetime's the best cornerback.
Was with the 49ers, the Raiders, the Jets, the Chiefs, and the back with the 49ers.
Well, I'm sure that's Chunk Bailey.
Yeah, see, he did play with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. All right, last position.
Raiders.
Punter.
Ooh, big one.
Yeah.
Big one.
I got Mr. Do It for the Brand.
Oh, Pat McAfee?
Pat McAfee.
I got him too. I have another one. I have an honorable mention.
Who's your honorable mention? Who's your honorable?
You guys ready?
Yep.
Tom Tupa.
Hey. Hey, I've seen some
bro,
great
Bro, I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
just a little bit, but I can't. It's
Shane
cats out of the bag.
Leckler.
Did he play for the Saints? I don't know who Shane Leckler is.
He was only in like 2000. I mean, it's not like you were.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking for punters.
What do you mean?
I still don't look for punters. Who goes and look up, oh, this guy's the best punter? Oh.
You don't remember old Shane Leckler? Raiders.
Nah,
Raiders
he ain't no Pat McAfee.
Raiders and Texans.
Who was the other guy that played for the Raiders for a while? They kick off Sam.
Oh,
Sebastian Janikowski.
He was a kicker.
Dude, he looked like a linebacker.
Dude, he would hit people on kick returns.
I know.
Hard.
It was fun to watch him.
Hard.
I agree 100%. All right, so there's our all-time defensive team. Last week we did all-time offensive team. So I would like to
my
say.
My team wins.
No,
I
was just going to say
I
my
guarantee
team.
You, my team dominates.
All day. No.
I don't think so.
All right, so here's what we're going to do now. Do we have brain buzz? I know we got.
I have one.
You have one?
Mm-hmm.
I got the Would You Rathers and who is.
And the Would You Rathers.
Let me get mine out of the way.
Okay, and then I got your fun sports facts. So who wants to start us?
busted.
Who was the first player to score the first two-point conversion in the NFL?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say the fridge. Herbert Perry, was that his name?
No, William Perry. I'll go with...
I'll give you the year.
Okay.
1994.
94 was 94. The first two-point conversion.
I don't know when the rule was implemented.
Had
but
to be close to 94 then.
I take that back.
Who are you going with? Okay, what team did he play for?
I don't have the team.
Give us his initials.
No.
How do you not know the team?
Because it didn't give me I think it was the Browns.
Do you even know the
It was
player?
The Browns. Yeah, I know the player.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, it was the Browns. It was the Browns.
In 1994? Bernie Kosar. Who?
I don't
Tom know. Tuba.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. When I was looking up shit on Tom Tupa, it said he was the first player to score the Tupa.
Now that you said that, I do remember seeing that somewhere before. Someone
and he also went 6-11 with 2 TDs when he filled in for Vinny Testaverde 1 year.
Hold on. Tom Tupa scored the first ever two-point conversion.
Look it up. 1994 for the Cleveland Browns.
Tom Tupa.
Hats off, Tommy.
Here's our punter.
All right, dog. That's what you got.
All right, what do you guys want to do? Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Okay, we'll crack it off with the would you rather.
I'm interested. I can't wait anymore.
Would you rather?
All right, so would you rather be on a team with all your friends and lose?
Okay, so far so good.
All right. Come on, dude, this losing shit's got to go.
Are we doing it on TV? Okay.
All right. Or would you rather be on a good team?
So far, would we rather play with all our friends and lose, or would we rather be on a good team? Okay. I'll go with a good team.
Hold on. Yeah. Be on a good team.
Okay.
Right?
All
right. With no friends.
With no friends.
And nobody likes you. Like, your team wins, but no one likes your team. Would you rather play on a team?
Nobody likes you on the team,
like,
either?
Okay, for instance, like, you got a team with, like, how LeBron James, like, brings all of his buddies to one team.
Okay.
You know, and you don't win. Or you can be on a team where...
Everybody hates you? Everybody hates you, but we're winning.
I mean, okay. I'll probably chalk it up and just play with the boys at that point, dude.
Nah, I'll have some fun. Yeah, I like being hated. Let's do it. Let's go win. Yeah, man. I'll take the win. Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Golly. Oh, God.
All right, would you rather strike out to lose a baseball game? to lose a baseball game or miss 2 free throws to lose a basketball game?
Oh, well, you ain't going to catch me on the diamond, so.
I'd rather miss the free throws.
Yeah, I'm on the court.
You're on the court. You'd rather lose to something you're more.
I'd rather miss. I definitely disagree because it takes
I'd lose at a sport that I don't know.
I think it takes more talent to hit a ball coming from a pitcher throwing
here
something random.
Here we go.
Than making, no, I'm saying than to make random 2 random free throws and miss. And like you're a professional basketball player. Like you got to hit.
You're a professional baseball player and you can't hit the ball?
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah. No.
And sometimes you miss the free throws.
I'm missing free throws.
Ask Shaq.
I mean.
It's understandable if I miss free throws because I'm not a good basketball player.
It's understandable. Yeah. Well, no, it's not understandable because I'm like junior national champion in baseball, so I could step up. I'll whatever you want me to do.
He keeps
dog.
Talking about his wee moments.
All right, well, here's a good one for
I
you.
I bowled 286 the other day.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you rather break your ankle bowling or pull your hamstring after a field goal kick? Now, both of these, you can say they're for the line to win a game with a field goal. Or bowl a 300 to win like a
break my ankle
PGA
bowling
or whatever the
or
bowling.
So it matters what injury you want to suffer through.
Yeah,
I'm probably pulling the hammy. I've broken my ankle. I don't like not walking like that.
game-winning field goal kick. That's what you're going
for. Oh. Yeah, probably.
Over, like a wait a minute.
300 over did professional bowling, and your team wins.
Did he make the bowling? Yeah. Did he make the field goal?
Yeah.
Oh, he made it. And I'll take the Hemi too.
I'm Martin Gramatic in that injury.
Exactly.
Well, I figured you would go with the bowling.
Nah, that's a selfish sport.
Well, you're with your team, or you know whatever.
There ain't no team in bowling.
There's no team.
There's just an eye.
You see the 2-on-2s.
Yeah, it's not fair.
All right, and I got the who is he? So let's get into that.
Who is he?
All right, this guy was drafted in 1984 in the first round, the fourth pick, by the Memphis Showboats. He was a DN.
The Memphis Showboats?
He was a DN, and he played for the Tennessee Volunteers. He also went on to play for the Eagles, Packers, Panthers, Super Bowl champ, 8-time first team, 13 Pro Bowls, and 2-time NFL sack leader. He wore number 91 and 92.
Okay, was it Reggie White?
Chris?
Reggie White?
Yeah. I think that was a bad one to use just because...
Because we all had Reggie White.
We all kind of looked into Reggie White.
I didn't think that one through. Yeah. All right, so 13 sports fun facts. You want to go through these real quick?
Sure.
Some of these are pretty interesting. Do you know that NFL refs receive Super Bowl rings?
For what?
Dude, what do you mean? The refs are the best part of the game.
No. No.
Do you know that the volleyball used to come from basketball's bladders?
Like the inside?
That's how it was discovered.
That's pretty cool.
No joke.
That's pretty cool.
The Pittsburgh Pirates almost built a new stadium in the middle of the river. Ooh, that would have been cool.
Dope.
That would have been cool.
But you don't like baseball, so why would it be cool?
Because look at the picture of it. That would be cool. I mean,
that would have been really cool.
It'll happen.
Yeah, okay. Despite running about 3 hours, actual playing time in a Major League Baseball game is under 18 minutes.
Oh, we already discussed that. That's the whole reason why you brought this up.
No, that's not true. Until 1936, the jump ball in basketball took place at center court after every single shot.
That should happen. I would like that because that'd annoy a lot of
fans. Here's the best one. Listen to this. An incomplete forward pass in football used to earn teams a 15-yard penalty.
Are you out of your skull?
I mean, you would. So you try and throw the ball, and if you're a receiver and you can't connect... You get a 15-yard penalty.
That's horrible.
That's really bad. In 1905.
So you go 15 yards back if you incomplete it?
What is this? Yeah. 1905, there were 18 football fatalities between high school and college colleagues. Oof.
Yeah, the Leatherhead days.
The Philadelphia Eagles and Pittsburgh Steelers were once combined to form the Steagles.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either in 1943.
That's crazy.
That was probably around the time of the Memphis Showboats, too.
There it is. Olympic gold medals are actually made of silver.
Suckers.
Japanese golfers carry hole-in-one insurance.
Hole-in-one.
What does that mean? Nearly 4 million Japanese golfers carry golf insurance, paying 65 premium every year for $3,500 in coverage. Huh. So if they get a hole-in-one, they get $3,500 bucks. Nice.
From who?
Just random.
They apparently they insure their games. That's for $65 a year.
That's retarded.
For $3,500. So you're paying 65. Is it not worth 65 bucks a year?
I mean, what's the chances you'd be hitting a hole in one?
Well, does that matter really? I mean, what if you do? It's like winning the lottery. Do you buy scratch off tickets?
Sometimes.
Do you play the lottery?
Sometimes.
Do you ever go to Hard Rock?
Sometimes.
Do you go Derby?
Sometimes.
Okay, so you're gambling.
Yeah, but I don't golf it.
Okay, fair enough. Then that's probably not a good thing for you to do.
But what golf course is it at? Is it at all of them? Or
all of them. They insure, and what if, they insure their own games.
What if they rig it?
I don't think so. I'm sure there's got to be video footage of this stuff.
How did he get traded for himself?
Former MLB catcher Harry Chitty was the first player ever to be traded for himself.
They shipped him back to Cleveland. That's crazy. Hey, we don't want him.
The word soccer is an 1800 slang term. From the abbreviation of association.
Soccer.
Yep. Every ball used in Major League Baseball is dirty.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Should be.
You mean like they just dirty them up they before do. They give them to you?
Yeah.
Okay. There's never been a documented perfect March Madness bracket. No one.
Yeah, no. I don't think that'll ever be broken either.
Can't. Yeah. Well,
yep.
No, that's an impossibility to do that. All right, so that was it for my sports fun facts for the day.
Fun facts of the day.
So, by the way, we jumped right into everything because you started talking about it right away. But how was your trip, boys?
Whew.
Had a little bachelor trip.
Yeah, yeah, fun.
Is your boy excited and ready?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Did he have any good stories that everybody would be upset if you shared?
Huh.
Let me ask you this. I've never met the young man that's getting married. How did the bachelor hold up for the weekend?
How well did the Broncos perform last year?
Okay. So it was ugly. Okay.
Let's just say we were picking people
so
up.
So you did him right. You did what he needed to have done.
Yeah, I was passing out warm vodka shots with a splash of Gatorade. Just, hey, take a shot.
Oh, so.
Just getting guys just tore up.
At some point in time, that young man was on the floor.
I'm not going to say any names, but there was a few people on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Bo.
No, not me.
No? Okay. Well, you guys are clamming up, so you don't want to share any. So, I mean, don't worry, your ladies.
Everybody good. Yeah, it was a good time. We all came back in one piece. I'm still recuperating.
Your ladies aren't going to be upset. Tell me about it. Give me some good. What happened?
Nothing happened, man.
Went fishing.
We went fishing.
Oh, you went
played
fishing?
Played some golf.
Played some golf. Had a couple nice shots.
Did a little bar hopping.
Went to church.
A little bar hopping.
Saw some birds.
Bird watching.
Week weekend.
Yep.
It was rented a golf cart.
Rented a golf cart. That was the highlight of the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so tight.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Pretty drunk driving a golf cart around.
So what's on the agenda for the rest of the week, guys? What we got?
Work,
and more work. We got some NHL playoffs. Like I said, we're finishing up with the basketball season leading into the playoffs. I'm so excited. I mean, right now, I don't think there's not a lot of talk about there not being an NFL season. You know?
I think it's going to happen.
I think so, too. I'm going to stay positive. All right. How long have we been going, Chris?
About 31 minutes, but now we got a game to call. Blake Snell with pitch and hits ground ball, weak right side, and Choi should get him, and he's out.
Remember to follow us.
Rays have a lead, 1-0. Go Rays.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I take it like a fan.
Or don't listen.
How do they get a hold of us?
You could always call us at 844-542-4111 or 727-388-1644 is our text line.
And didn't you have a little thing today? Weren't you on Twitter with a couple people today? You seemed what? A little excited about some people were talking.
They weren't.
There was like a Leafs fan or whatever celebrating the Blue Jackets. What's that about?
Oh no! Hold on, let me pull it up. What do you say? Oh yeah, he said. After last night's marathon, I can't help but root for the Blue Jackets, even though they eliminated my boys, the Leafs. Those plucky bastards don't quit. That's cute. Let's cheer for another team. Darth Darver.
I mean,
my team sucks. I'm going to jump over here to this team.
Unreal.
Yep. Yeah.
There it is. That's exactly what we don't like.
These Canadians.
I mean, you can do that, but don't rip it on social media.
I agree.
And
you can be like, yeah, I'd like to see them win.
Yeah, like be a closet media. Bandwagon fan if you're going to be one.
Come on.
Yeah, with some pride. Anything else, boys?
That's it.
We're good? Dong?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks again, fellas. Enjoyed another episode with you guys, and we will see you guys next week, Wednesday, where we'll be talking about what? What do you guys want the topic to be?
I think we should do a little Buccaneer refresh.
Buccaneer refresh, getting ready for the season. I agree. Anything else, dog? You better come clean with more.
More hockey. More hockey. And more basketball.
More baseball.
More baseball.
More would you rather.
More would you rather. Lose or win.
Right.
Shits or giggles. People like you or they hate you. You know? You pick.
Have a great rest of the week, guys. Take it like a fan.
See ya.
Throwing the ball downfield.